So we're in Sages Fruit, page 178, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. The title is Style of Interpreting According to the External Teachings. Page 178 in Baal HaSulam's Sages Fruit. This is the source of Rav Shem Tov's mistake. He interpreted the guide for the perplexed, Moreh Nevuchim, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he did not know, or pretended not to know, that the wisdom of medicine or any other wisdom could be interpreted according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, no less than the wisdom of philosophy. This is so because all the teachings are included in it and were imprinted by its seal. Of course, the guide to the perplexed did not refer at all to what Rav Shem Tov interpreted, and he did not see how. In the Book of Creation, Book Yetzirah, he interpreted the Kabbalah according to philosophy. I have already proven that such a style of commentaries is a waste of time, since external teachings need no testimony. And it is pointless to bring testimony to the truthfulness of the wisdom of Kabbalah before its words are interpreted. It is like a prosecutor who brings witnesses to verify his words before he has explained his arguments. Except for books that deal with the work of God. Since the wisdom of serving God truly needs witnesses to its truthfulness and success, and we should be assisted by the wisdom of truth. However, all the compositions of this style are not at all a waste. After we thoroughly understand the wisdom in itself, we will be able to receive much assistance from analogies.
If we're talking about the whole of creation, the entire big system that includes in it, everything including everything, then certainly only the wisdom of Kabbalah opens the system for us, explains the structure, its work, the program, the operating program, how can we use it, integrate in it, control it, and so on. And because we're talking about the general system of the entire reality, then all of our little parts that the small pieces we bite off, so to speak. Of course, they're also included in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but a bit in science, a bit in culture, a bit in philosophy, a bit in this, a bit in that. According to our mind that wants to taste a bit from this entire infinite great big system. But really? We can't receive any kind of support from them, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, when it's disclosed, it itself also doesn't need any support from them and doesn't give them or leave them anything, because it actually includes all of the wisdoms, because it explains the entire system, the way it works, and therefore the problem is only the one that controls it, and then there are no limitations regarding attaining reality in all of its different forms, shapes, and manners. And therefore, the different commentaries, sure, there are already 72 commentaries and other commentaries, but the main thing is the simple commentary that comes to us from the Kabbalists, and therefore, besides the Book of Zohar and the books of Dari and the War Books of Baal HaSulam, there's nothing else that we have that can help us understand reality and explain it to ourselves. Questions? Yeah.
He writes here that you can interpret the wisdom of medicine.
You can interpret everything according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, only medicine. structure of our, of the physical body, yes, the different systems, yes.
When he says that to interpret, does he mean that there are similar models, or you can you really invent medicine, invent pills for?
Yeah, invent some kind of remedy. It's exactly the reforming light. You want something deeper? That in every chemical substance in the body, what kind of light do you have there, and so on, in order to cure? The wisdom of Kabbalah will not start dealing with these things, but it's possible. Everything that you have everything that exists in the system, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains about it. Only that a Kabbalist won't waste time on this.
Title: Attaining the Wisdom. There are three orders in the wisdom of truth. 1. The originality in the wisdom. It requires no human assistance, as it is entirely the gift of God, and no stranger shall interfere with her, with it.
Meaning that only the Kabbalists can say something about it and acknowledge it. Besides saying it's forbidden to study, they can't say anything. Why? What? What's going on the inside? How? Nothing. It is revealed only to those that delve into it and are in control of it.
2. The understanding of the sources that one has attained from above. It is like a person who sees that the whole world is set before his eyes, and yet he must exert and study to understand this world. Although he sees everything with his own eyes, there are fools and there are wise. This understanding is called the wisdom of truth, and Adam Rishon was the first to receive a sequence of sufficient knowledge by which to understand and to successfully maximize everything he saw and attained with his own eyes. The order of this knowledge is given only from mouth to mouth, pe el pe. And there's also an order of evolution in them, where each can add to his friend or regress. Whereas in the first discernment, everyone receives equally without adding or subtracting. Like Adam, in understand the reality of this world, in viewing it, all are equal. But this is not so in understanding it. Some evolve from generation to generation and some regress. The order of its conveyance is sometimes called conveying the explicit name, and it is given under many conditions, but only in words, not in writing. 3. This is a written order. It is a completely new thing, since besides containing much room for the development of the wisdom, through which each inherits all the expansions of his attainments to the following generations, this is another magnificent power in it. All who engage in it, although they still do not understand what is written in it, are purified by it, and the upper lights draw closer to them. This order contains 4 languages, as we have explained above, and the language of Kabbalah exceeds them all.
Meaning that the order of attaining the wisdom was attained by Adam Rishon, who was an attainment for the generations that came after him. He delivered it. It was all passed on from person to person. First of all, orally. It has nothing to do with pe-el-pe. Pe-el-pe is the degree of connection in conveying the wisdom, in communicating the wisdom, until it came down to writing, and this is how it is to this day.
Of course,
Of course, the fact that it's in written form, we see how it helped the dissemination of the wisdom. On the other hand, achieving the revelation of the wisdom from Pe El Pe, according to the mutual Masach, this is nonetheless something truly exalted and unique. Questions.
What is this matter of regressing?
There are those that progress and there are those that regress. Very simple. We saw that also throughout history, here and there. Such things happen. It's just a person that attains. Whatever he attains, it doesn't disappear. He participated in the general structure and added to it what he did, but regarding himself, he is also in descent.
We know that you only increase in holiness, you don't
decrease. It's not automatically. Not necessarily. There are such conditions that a person can hold on to and then he's in descent. Bala Salam also writes in one of his letters that you used to be in a better state, but do not be despaired of mercy. Do not lose hope in mercy. It's intended only for those that are doing the work. There's no retirement here. Wait a second, yeah.
I'd like to ask about the language. He's talking about the language. If we read, for instance, Tess, as we read before, and we read Zohar. They're both written in the language of Kabbalah. These are two completely different texts. He says that a Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, he said it previously in the article, that it's entirely the language of Kabbalah. Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, and Tess are two different languages altogether. The text is so different. So what does language mean here?
It's a problem because a language is a code to communicate the wisdom. So, there's a language like what you mean, which is the spoken language, and there is a language which is more internal that is unrelated to the style of writing, the external style of the writing, but it is related to the light that exists in the writing. And just a second, I'll tell you. There are the first, second, third, and fourth degrees. There are the four languages. I, for example, receive some kind of message. If it comes to me from the fourth degree, then it is the highest degree that includes everyone, all of them. The third a bit less, the second less, the first less, and so on. It has nothing to do whether it's written as the Song of Songs or as the writings of the Ari. Here too, we're talking about the language of Kabbalah, of Midrash, of the Tanakh, but this isn't what it's really about. What it's about is, what's the word? It's about, am I talking to the point or not? Meaning, directly regarding the revelation of the way it's communicated or not. I don't have the words. That's called pelpe, meaning according to the mutual masach. And also, when we read the Song of Songs, then, you know, it's just a love story. I don't know how to explain this. It's the spirit that comes out of the one and enters the other. This is the communication of the wisdom, the passing on of the wisdom. It's not the words, it's not the letters. It is the inner structure of one that clothes in the inner structure of the other. And then the level of connection between them determines their language. What language will they use?
Hello. 31
continuing on page 180, in the middle, order of conveying the wisdom. The most successful way for one who wishes to learn the wisdom is to search for a genuine Kabbalist and follow all his instructions, until one is rewarded with understanding the wisdom in one's own mind, meaning the first discernment. Afterwards, one will be rewarded with its conveyance mouth-to-mouth, which is the second discernment. After that, understanding in writing, which is the third discernment. Then, one will have inherited all the wisdom and its instruments from his teacher with ease, and will be left with all one's time to develop and expand. However, in reality, there is a second way. Through one's great yearning, the sights of heavens will open for him, and he will attain all the origins by himself. This is the first discernment. Yet afterward, one must still labor and exert extensively until one finds a Kabbalist sage before whom one can bow and obey, and from whom to receive the wisdom by way of conveyance face to face, which is the second discernment, then the third discernment. And since one is not attached to a Kabbalist sage from the outset, the attainments come with great efforts and consume much time, leaving one with only little time to develop in it. Also, sometimes the knowledge comes after the fact, as it is written, and they shall die without wisdom. These are 99%, and what we call entering but not exiting. They are as fools and ignorant in this world, who see the world set before them, but do not understand any of it, except the bread in their mouths. Indeed, in the first way, too, not everyone succeeds. This is because the majority, having attained, become complacent and stop subjugating themselves to the teacher sufficiently, as they are not worthy of the conveyance of the wisdom. In this case, the sage must hide the essence of the wisdom from them, and they shall die without wisdom, entering but not exiting. This is also because there are harsh and strict conditions in conveying the wisdom, which stem from necessary reasons. Hence, very few are regarded highly enough by their teachers for them to find them worthy of this thing, and happy are the rewarded.
Good. There's what to add. Still, in our generation, there are many, so to speak, discounts because the masses have to start attaining the wisdom, and therefore Israel are not have a leader.
Shimcha gadol gadol ve'akadosh alenu. כן.
הצעת להקשיב לשיעור היום.
You suggested that we listen to this lesson again today.
The workshop that you went through, what I'd like is that our main bum, Yaniv C, immediately he looked at me, he knows who I mean. We have to create passage questions, passage questions. So there will be some kind of order for someone who wants to go over the workshops again. They're very good. Maybe even make a book or put it on the internet correctly, on site. Suppose the lesson ended, for it to be arranged, that I can again read the same passages with the same questions. It does happen.
We have what we call the daily direction. The daily direction, it's an email we send. We have 900 friends. We're sending the email and whoever wants, you can register. We're sending the sources. We're sending the questions, the explanations you give. For 3 years already, we're sending 6 days a week, except for Shabbat.
In all languages.
In the beginning, we started in, it's being sent in Hebrew, and then we're trying to translate as much as we can to Russian and English. But in the evening, we have a partial translation.
Partial meaning what? Of these passages?
No, the sources are translated, but we're translating your words.
What I'm saying, I only ask questions.
No, sometimes you give the explanations as well. It takes three or four pages, a bit more, but it's divided into the different parts.
In short, these are very important questions, very important things. Gradually, the workshops is actually what builds us. We'll think how to keep developing it.
We have a few things about this in the archive. In our archive, every day the archive manufactures a few things. One is a file without of your questions, without the workshop of the focus group. That's an audio file translated to all the languages, and it exists immediately after the lesson with your excerpts, with your parts and the excerpts that the narrator reads. One more thing, there's Benzi has a whole team of people typing the whole lesson, so we have a full, exactly what you said, a full file with the questions and the excerpts. The script of the lesson, of all the lessons, and we have it there already. But it's only in Hebrew. We have that transcription only in Hebrew, sadly, today.
Okay, no, they should take care of this. But in Hebrew, for all those here and the groups in Israel, they have access to it, so I think that it's good to repeat it. There are different definitions, different such explanations there that are good.
When you repeat, you hear the question the second time, you don't listen to the answer of the focus group. You just listen to the question or what you explained about the source. And then what's my work? What should I do?
You better understand what the passage is, what the question about it was, and then you understand what it's about. You better understand what it's about. What it's important for you, what they said, the focus group. What's important for you is to better understand the source. So there are questions about the source regarding how upon this source we have to usually get organized in the 10. How to realize the passage. This is actually what I'm asking. So it once again forces a person to ask himself, am I doing it right or not?
The 10 I was sitting with that morning, I went through the workshop with in the morning lesson. This 10 should be present in me when I repeat the lesson the second time?
No, this is something that I ask separately. What, I'll gather all of them in order to hear it together?
No, of course I won't collect them all together, but internally.
Not internally or externally. Listen to what it says. That's it. For it to be better absorbed on the inside. I'm even talking in terms of wisdom, not even attainment. To get closer to it.
Regarding something else, can I ask? Yeah, in this subject, what's the meaning of a workshop?
For everyone to talk, for everyone to connect, for everyone to understand what are we talking about, for them to have one opinion, to bring everyone's opinion closer, this is what the workshop does. Were it not for the workshop, you'd be sitting here like in a university.
No, I was thinking that maybe we have to draw the light or connect.
If you have where to draw the light from, go ahead.
So the main part of the workshop is to deal with the material, meaning to try to understand better.
No, we're not talking about the workshop where you sit in a workshop. I'm saying that he, when he's on his own, during the day sometime, he downloads the file from the archive and listens to the passages and the questions.
Yeah, but that's a result of this. But if I can listen to the workshop alone and do make my scrutiny, so what am I doing here with my 10?
And then we'll talk.
We've been doing it for years.
But
sitting here in the workshop.
So I'm telling you, first listen, and then we'll talk. Smart Alec. Before he does it, he already criticizes it.
I'm not criticizing it. I'm trying to understand what we're doing here in the workshop.
In the workshop, you're trying to connect and scrutinize the excerpt you read and how to realize it between you. This is the answer to what he asked.
Towards this big lesson we're going to have Sunday and all the world, Lee and Europe there is preparing for it. The friends from Hungary wanted to report the way they're preparing. So we have Ando from Hungary. He's been translating the morning lesson for years and they want to speak.
No. So, dear friends, I would like to give a short update to you about the preparation to the upcoming European Congress. My group is another big group, and we always try to connect all the preparation events in Europe, because we are a part of Europe. And every week we have 3-4 really big meetings with the European friends together. Of course, Europe gets a huge support now from the World Pre. But the most important action is how can we increase the importance of this Congress and how can we increase the importance of the European unity. Yesterday, they was organized the European Yeshivat Haverim, for example. We didn't want to finish it because everybody started to feel the strong connection between us. Many friends from the world were supporting this event as well. And of course, every day there will be connection events, even today and even tomorrow, and our major task is increase the connection between us. As you know, already we have around 150 registration, so we have to increase this number in the next days until the Congress, and of course even the Hungarians will be there on the Congress itself, and we are very excited today and tomorrow we will be more opportunity to connect to the European plea, and even our group is before a huge opportunity to change our destiny in Europe. So thank you, friends, for your support. Please keep your love and support on us, and we are ready for the attack for the connection. Lehaim.
The daily task, until the noon lesson, we help the friends with a non-stop prayer to return from the imaginary reality to the real reality of the Shekhinah in the middle, in the center of the tent. Again, during the day, we help the friends with a constant prayer for the friends to return from the imaginary reality to the real reality of the Shekhinah in the center of the tent.
Bezot ani poteach, bezot ani poteach.